Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has accepted the use of combat weapons for police officers as protests of his landslide election has continued. Footage from the country's news outlets shows police using water cannons and batons to break up protesters. Now they've been given weapons. Ariel Sidario has the story.
It's been 2 months since the presidential elections in Belarus, and to this day, protesters are still gathering on the streets due to the overwhelming victory of President Lukashenko, who has been in power for 26 years. Now, the president permits the use of firearms by police as a way to quell the protesters, as footage from the country's news outlets have shown police using water cannons and batons to break up the protesters. Dr. Elena Govor from the Australian National University says that President Lukashenko is now in an unpredictable state of mind as he's trying to hold on to power.
The main aspiration that President Lukashenko has now is holding the power. It is like drug, and it is not normal because elections were spectacularly rigged. Instead of having some reasonable number of supporters at the election, he put absolutely ridiculous number of over 80% of population as if supported him. While in reality it's about 20, maybe a little bit more and less, but certainly not 80%.
The protest has captured international attention in countries such as the United States, Canada, and the EU. The European Union has also gotten involved by placing sanctions to 40 people who may be involved in inciting the violence. According to research officer Matthew Coote from RMIT, he says that the EU placed sanctions to punish the leaders, but not the country, and that this protest has gotten the attention from both Western and Eastern countries, putting more pressure for the EU to get involved.
The EU has granted asylum to some key activists from Belarus and some key members of the civil service. There's certainly a lot of pressure within the EU to take it further. So the socialists and the progressives within the European Parliament, for example, have come out very strongly and want the EU to go further. The other thing to remember too, it's not just the EU that's involved. Canada have certainly looked at this situation and they're concerned. The UK, which is, you know, going through a transition period as they've now left the EU, they're also concerned about what's happening in Belarus and the USA as well. So you've got that international dialogue going on as well. Here in Australia, you know, I'm not an expert on what the Australian government's thinking at the moment, but the fact that we are here in Australia now talking about it, it just shows you that it's a serious situation and obviously has international coverage and implications for international relations.
Last month, Russia lent $1.5 billion to Belarus as a way to help the country pay their debts towards Russian energy suppliers. According to Associate Professor Alexei Muravyov from Curtin University, Russia sees Lukashenko as a figure who does not represent Russia's interests and that the message that Russia gives to the world is quite mixed, stating that they're both in support and against the president's call for violence.
The Russians look at Lukashenko as an interim figure. It's not the figure that represents Russia's interest, and I think it would be false to call Lukashenko pro-Russia's head of Belarus. Having said all of that, Moscow recognizes that Lukashenko represents the only viable person to back in Belarus right now, because Belarusian opposition is in disarray. It doesn't have the weight, it doesn't have the leverage, and it's also really divided.
At the moment, the protest is just an internal issue with minimal outsider interference. But as the violence continues, it wouldn't be long till other countries, whether that be the EU or Russia, to start getting involved.
I would be very surprised if Russia will dispatch its security forces into Belarus, because it would play into the hands of Belarusian opposition about Russia's involvement and interference in Belarusian elections. But Russia made it very clear, and Putin made it very clear, that it has allied obligations towards Belarus. It has the mandate to protect and defend Belarusian sovereignty.
Dr. Alexei Muravyov, a professor at Curtin University, ending that report from Ariel Sidario.